Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special tzvam running Ratzi Sheyichyu. And the schus. Refuas Chayuchai Befega Basmicha Dispasa, Roots Victoria Bastila Wavida, Dayaran Ben Sarah, Tzibi Bela Ben Sarah Yocheved, Miriam Bas Ina Pes Yocheved, Yosef Azriel Ben Chaim Michal, Melazar Ben Ruma, Leinishmas, Yaakov Ben Aaron Shachna, Rav Aaron Ben Rav Yaakov Shachna, and Rehuda Ben Frantichek, and Shmuel Ben Ruvain, Ben Rav Ruvain Eitan. And we're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Mishnayis Kelim. The Rambam, in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Kelim, in the 15th Halacha, writes, HaChatzotzeret Shemefutzelet Chuliot Chuliot, with regard to a trumpet, that is split up into different pieces. If only a craftsman ought to put it together. It's susceptible to tuma while the pieces are connected. But if anyone can take it apart and reconstruct it, then ena mekabelas tuma. It is not susceptible to tuma. Makor of the Rambam is in the Mishnah in Kelim, in the 11th Perek, the 7th Mishnah, Keren Agula, around Keren is Tumeya, Upshuta, and a flat one, is Tahayra, is pure. The Rambam in the Pelosh HaMishnayis writes, Keren Kana Kavana Lechatzotzra. The Rambam writes, it's not the horn of an animal, it's like the horn, a musical horn, a trumpet. And their chatzotzes had two different tzuris. Chatzotze kornos akeren agula, chatzotze kornos akeren pshuta. One is called agula, one's called pshuta. Shteim shel porakim, and they're both made of pieces, of parts. Markivim otan michuliot rabot. And they're comprised of many different parts. El shalkavat keren agula kasha, ve'en yochol laharkiva ela oman. But if it's a round one, it's more difficult to put together. And only a craftsman can do so. Lefikach amru, therefore it says in Masechet Shabbos, and daf mem zayin amud aleph, that if one is machzir keren agula b'Shabbos, he's chayav chatas, because this is considered a malacha when he puts together this keren agula. Because it's requires an expert. And the issue is with Makir B'Patish and the Tosefta in Bava Metzia, and the Tosefta, excuse me, in Kelim, it says as follows. Chatzotzeret shel parakim harei ze tmea Nitparka Helionat Mea Batachtonat Teora. If you have a chatzotzeres of parts, it's Tumea, it's Mekabel Tuma. If it comes apart, the higher part is Tumea, the lower part is Tor. So the Rambam explains, chatzotzeres shel prakim areza Tumea, that's a Keren Agula that the Mishnah is talking about. And the Sefer of the Tosefta, Nisparka Elionat Mea Batachtonat Teora, the Rambam explains the Elion is the Mitsufis. The mitzufis is the mouthpiece. It says in the Mishnah, "Maisa mitzufis shalai shalmatech es tamea." So it's tamei, because it's a shame bifnei atzmo, and therefore it's makabel tuma, even if it's taken apart. And the tachtona is the kav. That's what we have in the Mishnah, that a kav shela is the bottom part. Avitarfin v'tami uchamim v'tarin, because it doesn't have a shame bifnei atzmo, and therefore it is tahor. So if they're together, it's Tameh. The whole thing is Tameh, it's a Keren Agula. And then if it comes apart, then the Mitzufis, the top part, the mouthpiece is Tameya, and the Kav in the bottom is Tahora. So now we have, Baruch Hashem, the Rambam, based on the Mishnah. The Rambam says that if you have a Chatzotzera, it's made of various parts, and only an Uma can put it together, it's Mekabel Tuma. When it is assembled. And if anybody could assemble it and take it apart, it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Chayvid is Masig on the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam says, Shemen Yochel Achzira Ela Uman, Mekabelis Tumah, Kshim Mechuberes, Avalim Hed Yochel Achzira Ena Mekabelis Tumah Fil Mechuberes, that the Rambam says, that if only an Uman can put it together, it's Tumah when it's Mechuber. And if a Hedgeot can put it together, then it's not Mekabel Tumah, even if it's Mechuber, because it's even in the hands of a Hedgeot. Dorazer Rochoik Me'oid. This is very far, this is very remote, this is very far from Svara, says the Ravid. V'chein b'gemorah b'shabbis, b'daf n'ches amud beis, v'gabi inbol v'zug, a bell and a clapper, amrin en hoil v'hedyot yochol l'harziron. The reason it's makabal tuma is because a hedyot can put it together, afilu natlu en b'leim tumasim aleim, even when the clapper is taken out, they're still tame. This bell and clapper, even if the clapper is taken out, it's still going to be tame. Why? Because a hedgeot can put it back together. Alma kevin yachal hedyot lach zero. Since a hedgeot can put it back together, it's tame even when it's disassembled. So kol shken kshu mechubar, certainly when it's assembled, afilu nitparek. Afilu nitparek. So, in other words, this zug and inbol are considered mechuber even if it comes apart, and certainly b'shas achibur. So, what's the Rambam talking about? We see that if a hedgeot can put it together, then it's tame even when it's apart, certainly when it's together. Rambam says even when it's together, it's not tame. It's not makabel tuma. And this svore, that since a hedgeot can put it back, it's considered mechuber even after it was misparek. Abai said it in the Gemara. Rava answers, the Rambam paskins like Rava. The only thing is the Ravid's hasoga and the Rambam, the Rava says that it's makabel tuma because it even has a use when it's disassembled, but not because you can put it together. But the hasaga of the Ravid is that Rav is only arguing when it's disassembled, but when it's put together, everybody holds that it's going to be tummy. So what on earth is the Rambam talking about? So Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi talks about this in the Sefer. This is in Kalim 10:15. Ve'hanire omer moreinu v'rabeinu, moor einenu, Chaim HaLevi Soloveitchik. Ve'hanire b'das ha-Rambam. The svir alei, the shnei dinim heim. Rambam, to answer the Asagas HaRavid, holds, says Reb Chaim, the be'inan shiyei kli, שזהו יסוד הדין שנאמר בהם הגזירת הכתוב דתומה. וכאלה מקבלם תומה בשאר דברים, אין בהם דין קבולס תומה. Number one, we require that it should be a kli. And that's the יסוד הדין in the גזירת הכתוב of תומה. That כאלה are מקבל תומה, and other things are not מקבל תומה. That's one din. שלא בכל דבר יתחדש that there can be a חלויס תומה. It has to be a kli. Oichlim or kelim. Rambam 18:9 in Hilchos Kelim. Sfina shalcheres alfishim mekabelis. Ena mekabelis tumah sheina sfina b'chal ha-kelim amurim b'toira. It's not considered a kli for chalais tumah. You need a kli. Rashi, Shabbos 143. Sfoig eno mekabel tumah. De eno loy kli eitz v'loy beget v'loy sak v'loy mateches. Not a kli. Not a beget. Not a sak. Not a mateches. Not a mekabel tumah. That's number one. Number one, it has to be a kli. Vod binin she kli maisa. Number two, it has to be a kli of a maisa, that it does something. It's functional. Danu oy letashmish, oy letachshit. It has to be either for usage, instrumental, or for as an ornament. V'nafkamina b'neihem. De'bahach dina de'binin she ra'uy letashmish. Gam shnei kelim nifrodim. Im bein shnei amareim ruyim letashmish. Arei mekablam tumeh. And the nafkamina is in this din that it should be royal tashmish, even two separate kelim. If between two of them they're royal tashmish, they're makabel tuma. Like we see in the Sugya Shabbos Nunches, Netbim Belayim, Adayim Tumasim Aleim. The Gemara asks, Lamai Chazu, if the clapper was taken out, it still remains tummy. The Gemara says, why does it still remain tummy? What's it roy for? The bell without the clapper answers, the Gemara, Hol Shehejit Yochalach Zero. Since the Hejit, it's the Gemara we referenced before, can put it back. V'ayhad the Hejit Yochalach Zero, Eino Mo Rak Linyan Shelo Yechashuv Kishever, V'linyan Shechashuv Yom Rino Tashmish, So the fact that he can put it together, the hajiot, that means it's not broken. It's royal tashmish. But it's like two kelim nifradim. Only together it's royal tashmish. V'tanya detame. So the hajiot, that it doesn't have to be royal tashmish b'fnei atzmo. It's royal tashmish im shar kelim. It's considered a kli ma'isa, and it's makabel tuma. So it has to be a kli. And a kli maisa doesn't have to be royal tashmish b'fnei atzmo. It could be royal tashmish with another kli. In other words, in order to give it a chalais shem kli, it can't be half a kli. It has to be a kli. But when it comes to maisa, when it comes to using it, then even if it's only half a kli maisa, it's okay. So here, each one, the inbal and the zug are independently kelim, but they're not kli maisa. What are you going to use them for? And the Gemara says, no. The hedger can put them together, so it's considered a kli maisa. So, the maskana sasugi, we see in the Gemara that the inbal has to be royal malachal bifnei atzmo. La kisho agabe klecheres. That it has to, you have to be able to, you bang it on a klecheres and you can make music. Or like a meabo mayim. So, in other words, it has to be used. The Gemara proves that it has to have its own usage. The zug has to have its own usage. But according to Reb Chaim, why do you have to come on to that? It's a kli maisa, even if it's with another kli. Why does it have to have independent? Why does it have to be royal lemalacha b'fnei atzma? So at the end of the siman, Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim, is oimed on this kasha. And he continues, like we said before, when it comes to kli maisa, so it can even be considered a kli maisa, but say roof, another kli. When it comes to the shem kli, that it has to have independently. Otherwise, not makabel tuma, because two half kelim aren't mitzdarif. That's what it says, that all klei matchis that has a shem b'fnei atzmo in the Mishnah is tame. We already discussed this Mishnah at length, if I'm not mistaken. If it has its own shem, it's a kli shalim. In other words, it's not vort that it has a name. That's what gives it makes it susceptible to tuma. The word is that it's a kli. Since it has a name, it's considered a kli shaling. Since it has a din kli, therefore it's makabel tuma. Shein kenim ein lo shem b'fnei atzmo, as ein lo din kli kal, ve'ein be'eino bar kibulei tuma. But if it's not a kli b'fnei atzmo, then it's not makabel tuma. Ve'eino moil, lo ma dechazel shvishva adechrin. It doesn't help that you can use it with something else. It doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzmo of a kli. V'cheinu lehedya b'rambam, perek tes halach aleph, So if you have a klei matchis that has a shem levai, it's not mistame b'fnei atzmo because it's only a miktsas kli. It has to have has to be legamre a kli. we can understand the Rambam. If the Rambam holds that if a hedger can be machzir, it's not considered a chibur, la'aseisim yachad kliyachod. Rambam holds that if a hedger can put it together, that's not considered, and take it apart, that's not considered a true chibur. So even a hedger can put it together. It's required that each one individually should have a shem b'fnei atzmo, it's not a kli. And since the parts of this trumpet don't have a shem b'fnei atzmo, nor a kli b'fnei atzmo, they don't have kabbalah tzumah ro'al mashen gen ikar naguba. The enu yachal achzir ala uman, but if you have this karen agula, then an uman can put it together. And it's a chibur zeh lazeh. Shiyu yachad kli echad, the uman's putting it together. The mela, we don't care about the shem b'fnei atzmo, since it's mechor b'lios kli echad. Therefore, it's considered tamei. So if even a hedger can put it together, that's not considered a kli. Because that's not considered a true chibur. It doesn't have a shem kli. A shem kain, if an only numa can put it together, that's considered a true kli. And we don't care that it doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzmo, each piece, because it's considered a kli. It's a mechubar yachad leos kli yachad. It's a kli, and therefore it's tamei. Now we understand the zugin inbal tameim, the hedjet yachalach ziron, the hasam hatameim gam benot luin b'leihem, the kabli tum b'fnei atzmo v'kol chashiv kelim b'fnei atzmo. There, we're talking about where the even if the inbal was taken away, it's mekabel tumah. Why? Because you see that they're considered kelim b'fnei atzmo. They have a shame b'fnei atzmo. Or because they have a base kibble. And when the Gemara asks Lamai Chazi, saying b'seder, it has a shame kli. Nevertheless, it's not a kli maisa. This is not roi l'tashmish. And that the Gemara answers, hol v'hedut yochal achzira. As far as din tashmish and kli maisa, they're two separate kelim. They can be used together to mekabel tumah. Ma she'en kein b'chatzotzeret shemafutzeles, that each choy b'fnei atzmo doesn't have a din kli. Since in any kli we require it has a din kli b'fnei atzmo, it's tahara if a hedjet can be machzir. So again, when a chatzotzeret shemafutzeles, a trumpet that's split up into different pieces, so if an uman can put it together, then it's mekabel tumah because it has a shem kli. And if anybody can do it, then it doesn't b'chal have a shem kli. So you said to me, what about the Gemara and Shabbos? You see that not everybody has to be able to put it together. You said that a hedjit, meaning it doesn't require an uman. Even if a hedjit can put it together, the inbal and the zug. Since the hedjit can put it together, it's considered a kli when it's mefurak, certainly when it's mechubar. Even when it's detached, disassembled, certainly when it's assembled, teretz is, no. The Gemara is talking about a different word. The Gemara is talking there about it being a kli maisa. The Gemara is saying, how is it a kli? You're right, it's a kli. And we see it's a kli because makabal tuma, even if nitlu in Belayim. And this makabel tumah, even if it's lulim b'leim, it must be that the zug and the inbal are considered kelim. And the Gemara's kasha was about not how it's considered a kli, that the Gemara wasn't bothered by. The Gemara assumed it's considered a kli. The Gemara was bothered by the fact that it's not a kli maisa. Since it's not roi l'tashmish. So the fact that it's detached, even when it's detached, it's a kli. But when you put it together, but when it's detached, it's not a kli maisa. And as Reb Chaim was miyaseid, that we require it to be a kli and a kli maisa. Whereas Balad has it a kli maisa. And in that the Gemara says, a hedger can put it together, that's what makes it to a kli maisa. Here, by Chatzotzeret Shemfutzelos, we're not bothered by the Maisa part, when it's attached. Because of course it's a Kli Maisa, you're able to make music with it. So it's definitely a Kli Maisa. The only issue is that there's a b'chal ha'v'shem kli, and that's the chiddush of the Rambam, that the individual pieces are not considered a shem kli. And even when they're attached, if a hedger can put it together, it still doesn't have a shem kli if they're attached. That's not considered a true attachment. By zugin and inbal, it's considered a kli when they're not attached. The marriage is bothered by the fact that it's not a kli maisa. Here, it's definitely a kli maisa when it's attached. The only problem is it's not a kli if a hedger can put it together. So these are two different issues, not a kasha. The zugin, the inbal, the issue is that the fact that you can the two work together makes it a kli maisa. But it has each one has individually a shem kli. But here, we're dealing with the chatzotzera, the futzeles. Here, kli maisa doesn't bother us. Of course, a kli maisa when it's together. The problem is it's not a kli. Each individual piece is not a kli. And when it's attached, it's not a kli, because the hedger can take it apart, according to the Rambam. Only if an uman can put it together, it's done expertly, then it has a shem kli. So here we're establishing the shem kli. And therefore, since when it's attached by an uman, when it's attached by an uman, it has a shem kli. When it's not attached by an uman, it doesn't have a shem kli. And there the Gemara is dealing with a different issue. There it has a shem kli even if it's not attached. There the Gemara is saying, but if you can put the two together, if even a hedger can put the two together, then it has a shem kli maisa. That's different issues. The Gemara is not a kasha. So, Reb Chaim said, he is so in the Rambam, that there are two dinim. One that it has to have a shem, bifnei atzmo, and the other that it has to be a kli maisa or a tachshit. However, there are a number of kashas on this, and Emir Tzashem, Bertzos Hashem Darkenu, in a coming shir, we will see the kashas on this, and hopefully have a new pshat, and we will see Nefilas Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom Shpilin, that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.